Hello there. My name is Helen Ryle. I'm a graduate of the Institute of Clinical Hypnotherapy and Psychotherapy here in Ireland, and my contact number is 087-7734-914. The purpose of this recording is to give you a better insight into hypnosis and to explain what it is and how you can benefit from the uses of hypnotherapy in your daily life. As a gift to you, there is a free hypnotic relaxation and stress reduction session on track 2 of this CD, so that you can begin to receive the benefits and immediate rewards of hypnosis. This track, track 1, gives you an introduction to clinical hypnosis and what it is. I'm going to explain to you why clinical hypnotherapy, often combined with neuro-linguistic therapy, or NLP, is one of the most successful methods for stopping unwanted habits, such as smoking or nail-biting, also releasing excess weight and maintaining goal weight, removing anxiety and panic attacks, lowering stress levels, removing fears and phobias, eliminating negative or unwanted thoughts. These are just a few of the many and varied uses for modern hypnotherapy in the 21st century. And I'm going to explain to you how the conscious and unconscious mind works. I'm also going to explain how other methods of emotional and behavioral change compare with hypnosis, and answer all the most commonly asked questions while you listen in the comfort of your car or on your Walkman at home. Incidentally, track 2 of this recording must never be listened to whilst driving or doing anything that needs your attention, because the suggestions are for deep relaxation. And all I want you to do is just sit back in a comfortable position, relax and enjoy. Now, in reality, there is nothing unusual or strange or different about hypnosis, hypnotherapy, and clinical hypnotherapy. Hypnotherapy is a profession, like any other profession. You are in complete control at all times and cannot be forced to do anything against your will. I don't know how many times people have asked me if I could turn them into a chicken, or else said, "No one can hypnotize me." And I'm here to let you know that hypnosis is completely safe. First of all, let me explain. Do you know that your mind has two parts, the conscious and the subconscious? Have you ever heard the expression, "I'm in two minds whether I should do something"? Well, realistically, you are. Now let me explain about the conscious mind, or the conscious reasoning mind, which in itself is very tiny and is only capable of dealing with 3 to 5 thoughts at any one time. Now, for example, you may be aware of the sound of my voice talking to you. You might be aware of the feeling of the chair you're sitting in, or the colours of the room as you look around, whereas the larger subconscious mind can process up to 2 million pieces of information in any one second. The tiny conscious mind can't cope with more than 5 thoughts at any one time, and therefore relies on the subconscious mind to take over daily tasks such as breathing, speaking, or even driving your car. But there was a time when you were learning to drive, when you had to think about looking in the mirror, changing gears, indicating, and turning the wheel. All this would cause an overload for the conscious mind. Subsequently, the little conscious mind downloads all the information into the powerful subconscious mind, and those things all become automatic, habitual behaviors. That's why habits like smoking, nail biting, or eating unhealthily are often done unconsciously. Hence the familiar action of lighting up a cigarette when there's one lighting already in the ashtray. Or how many times have you said to yourself, "No, I'm not going to smoke"? and yet 5 minutes later you're smoking again. Or perhaps you've told yourself that you're not going to eat that chocolate biscuit, and yet a few minutes later you certainly have. All this is because your subconscious mind has taken control of your habits. What hypnotherapy does is really quite simple. Instead of having to practice to acquire a new habit, or to get rid of an old and wanted habit, hypnosis enables us to communicate with the subconscious mind and cut out the conscious practicing stage altogether. When the conscious mind does something 3, 4, or 5 times, the subconscious mind says, "Aha, I'll do that job for you," and it takes it on board as a habit. Now, some of these habits are useful, like driving a car or riding a bike, and some of these habits aren't, such as smoking or overeating. You can try, and probably have tried, to change some of those unhealthy habits with conscious willpower, but the far more powerful subconscious mind will protect its habits. Otherwise a person could forget how to drive a car in the middle of driving somewhere, or forget how to swim whilst in the middle of a lake. It's a survival mechanism that the subconscious mind uses to protect its habits. This is why there is a battle going on inside, an inner conflict between the conscious and the subconscious mind, whenever you try to stop smoking or lose weight. The simple fact of life is that we human beings are creatures of habit, and if we had a method of controlling habits in a quick and easy way, then we could have more control over our lives. Modern hypnotherapy, when done correctly, is that method. So where do habits come from? Let's look at smoking as an example. Now, most people have tried a cigarette when they were younger. Some of us persisted through all the coughing, spluttering, dizziness and burning eyes, not to mention the awful taste. This behavior was repeated until the subconscious said, "Okay, let's make it automatic. Let's make it an automatic habit." And from that moment on, you became a smoker. Now you can say to yourself, "I will not smoke, I will not smoke, I will not smoke." But then you just find yourself smoking. Because the conscious mind is like the minute tip of an iceberg, and the subconscious mind is like the iceberg itself. It's bigger, stronger, and far more powerful. Whenever there is conflict between the conscious will and the imagination, your imagination will always win out, for imagination and feelings are the language of the subconscious mind. What are you really imagining when you're thinking to yourself, "Don't reach for a cigarette," or "Don't smoke that cigarette"? That's right, your imagination thinks that you're actually smoking that cigarette. Which is why, the harder you try not to smoke cigarettes or eat that cream cake, the more you want to. This explains why some behavioral programs have a moderate degree of success. By redirecting one's mind away from the feeling of deprivation and towards the feeling of freedom and elation of being a non-smoker. This can work if the person can associate a strong enough feeling of elation and freedom to be a non-smoker. But more often than not, this is not enough if it's the only approach used. The reason why hypnotherapy is so powerful for changing unconscious behaviors and habits is because you don't have to consciously try over and over again to think a certain way, to feel a certain way, or to behave a certain way. Hypnotherapy makes it instant. It makes it automatic because it gives us the ability to communicate directly with the subconscious mind, where all our habits are stored. Now at this point, let's remove some of the myths about hypnosis and hypnotherapy and explain what it is and what it isn't. Hypnosis is simply a state of relaxation. We often say to clients before a session, "Don't expect to feel hypnotized," as there's really no such thing as a hypnotized feeling. Just expect to feel a sense of deep relaxation. Now, because people have seen old films and stage shows, sometimes they are led into the false illusion that the hypnotist has some strange power of control over the person, when they are really only in a deep state of relaxation. You know, hypnosis is actually a very familiar part of everyday life, even though you may not be aware of it. Now, everyone goes in and out of a state of hypnosis throughout the day, which is why some people ask, "Can I be hypnotized?" And we always tell them, yes, that anyone can be hypnotized, because we are all going in and out of trances all day long. For example, have you ever been at a red light and all of a sudden you hear this beep beep from behind you, and you look up and find the light is green? We've all done that. You drifted into a relaxed state. It's the state we call alpha brainwave state, which is a state of light to medium hypnosis. So you see, it's a very familiar state, because we are drifting in and out of various states of hypnosis all day long. Other examples are becoming engrossed in a good film or a book, and losing awareness of what's going on around you temporarily. Another question we always get asked is, what does it actually feel like to be hypnotized? And we tell people that in fact there is no such thing as a hypnotized feeling, only feelings of relaxation and well-being. Because it's not until people are coming out of hypnosis that they realize how deeply relaxed they have been. Perhaps the biggest misconception that I want to put right is that a hypnotist can control your mind. You are in control at all times. We can't make you do something that you do not want to do, but we can help you to easily do something that you do want to do. You must be fully ready and fully committed to making the changes that you want to see in your life. In fact, we turn away 1 or 2% of people if we feel that you won't get the results that you want. We won't take your money, and nor will we work with you. That's how we maintain a clean record of success. The point I am making is that if I put a suggestion to you that you disagree with, it will not be accepted by your subconscious mind. Your ethics, morals, values, and belief system will only allow you to accept the suggestions which are for your positive benefit and well-being, which is why we structure our programs so carefully. Another thing that people often ask is, will I lose my memory? And of course we say, no, you remember everything that goes on in the session. During the session you will be completely relaxed and enjoying the hypnotic experience. In fact, when people question the safety of hypnosis, we often remind them that several years back, the government did an 18-month investigation into hypnosis after a schizophrenic patient tried to sue a famous hypnotist. Of course, in the end, not only was the case dismissed, but the really good thing that came out of that situation for our profession was that the government concluded that hypnosis is 100% safe. So now we know that hypnosis and hypnotherapy is totally safe. It's a normal, everyday, natural state. The next question is, does hypnosis work? Well, since the British Medical Association and the American Medical Association approved clinical hypnosis in the 1950s, there have been many, many important scientific research papers and academic books written about it, that contain countless studies on the effectiveness of hypnosis. For example, there was one study done by a Dr. Vaughan Delroth, printed in the American Journal of Clinical Hypnosis in the late 1960s. The title of it was "The Use of Hypnosis in 1,000 Cases of Tobacco Maniacs." Now, there are three interesting points about this study. First of all, he didn't just test 50 or 100 people, he tested 1,000 people. Second of all, he didn't just follow up over 1 month or two to make sure that they remained non-smokers. He followed up for a full 18 months. And thirdly, out of 1,000 smokers, after 18 months, he found that with his methods of hypnosis, that 94% had remained non-smokers. And we as therapists believe that we have made a few improvements in the last 35 years in the field of clinical hypnotherapy. Our approach combines the best of traditional hypnotic techniques with the fairly new science of neuro-linguistic programming and other new techniques, which is why we have an 80 to 95% success rate for becoming smoke-free in just one or two sessions. So, does hypnosis work? Yes, hypnosis certainly does work, provided, of course, it is done competently. When giving talks and presentations, we always tell people that the question isn't, does hypnosis work? The question is the hypnotherapist qualified? Because one of the biggest problems we have in the field right now is that there is a proliferation of poorly trained and even untrained individuals in private practice calling themselves hypnotherapists. At this point, you may be a bit curious about my qualifications. Well, I am a practitioner trained with the ICHP, holding membership, diplomas, and advanced practical diplomas in clinical hypnotherapy and psychotherapy, so you can have the peace of mind and confidence of knowing that your hypnotherapist is recognized by an accredited international governing body. So what have we established so far? Is hypnosis safe? Yes. Does hypnosis work? Yes. Will it work for anyone who is sufficiently motivated and committed to change? Yes. No one has ever been harmed in any way by hypnosis. On the contrary, the side effects are all positive. Stress reduction, memory improvement, and an increase in self-esteem. And these are just the side effects of hypnosis and hypnotherapy. I hope you found the information on this recording educational, useful, and enjoyable. If you'd like to find out more about hypnotherapy and how it can help you, and would like to book an appointment with me, or just speak to me, or if you would like me to send you or one of your friends another copy of this free CD, please just give me a ring. You'll find my name and contact details on the cover of this CD. And you can also contact me via my website. It's at www.hypnotherapyireland.net. And there you'll find quite a few interesting articles to tell you more about hypnosis and hypnotherapy. And now, if you'd like to experience a relaxing session of hypnosis for yourself, please play the next track. But please make sure that you're not driving. You're not operating machinery or doing anything which requires your full conscious attention, as it will require you to close your eyes. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.